TZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
An outing with friends has ended in tragedy for an Empangeni teenager. He drowned while swimming at a public pool. The details surrounding his death aren't clear, but it's believed the 17-year-old may have gotten into trouble in the water in the afternoon yesterday. Joe Kruger, who's with Mounties EMS, says when medics arrived, the teen had already been pulled from the water and a lifeguard on duty was performing CPR on him.
A 17-year-old male was declared deceased after exhausting all efforts of resuscitation. It is alleged that the young male was enjoying the day at the pool with his friends and was playing. The male dived into the pool and was found by the lifeguard to be unresponsive. An inquest docket will be opened as the exact cause of the death is unclear at present.
Meanwhile, KZN Education says it's shocked and saddened by the death of a matric learner who was struck by a train in Kinkechwayo. The department says the grade 12 pupil who attends Mbonambi Secondary School was killed on Saturday evening. Forensics investigators are trying to establish what happened. Education officials have offered trauma counseling and support to his classmates. Weather forecasters have issued a level 4 warning for heavy rain and thundershowers across KZN today. Sihle Dlamini says the southern region is likely to experience severe thunderstorms driven by strong winds, lightning and large hail. He's urged residents and motorists to take care.
Please advise that to take caution and avoid travelling on bridges or low-lying areas, as these might be susceptible to flooding and there might be sinkholes over those areas.
Heading to the Cape Winelands district now, fire officials say the Detroit's Kloof Pass remains closed after a fire raged across its slopes last night. The blaze has since been contained. The municipality spokesperson Anesh Goruet says the area has not been deemed safe yet.
The fire started late last night due to a burning bus on the pass. There have been no reported injuries or loss of life. Fire services remain on scene for mopping up operations until the area is deemed safe.
And at least 6 people have been killed after a volcano erupted on an Indonesian island. Officials evacuating nearby villages have raised the alert level to its highest point. The mountain located on Flores spewed a tower of ash and lava on homes overnight. Thick ash has blanketed some villages near the volcano, while other areas are on fire. Officials have warned there is a potential for rain-induced lava floods and residents are being asked to wear masks. The volcano had several major eruptions in January, prompting authorities at the time to raise the alert status and evacuate hundreds of residents. Back home, we've got a high of 23 degrees in Durban, Richards Bay 27, Maritzburg 22. I'm Natara Nadesan for Newswatch.
And coming up in your sports, Carling knockout semi-final fixtures confirmed. Chelsea into the Premier League sub 4 and Max Vusumuzi Verstappen comes from 17th to win Sao Paulo Grand Prix.